Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the host of the Inside Track on Radio Keokuk, Dave Jones. Then we'll speak with late model winner Olivia Gentry, and we'll have a conversation with Circle City winner Zach Pretorius. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out Montpelier, Indiana. Rusty Slank taking the win there. Connor Popowell takes the victory at Salem. Checkers for Brownstown to Tyler Kane, while Kyle Cummings parks it in victory lane at Lincoln Park. Lawrenceburg to Justin Grant. Harley Burns grabbing the victory at Paragon. Terre Haute goes to Logan Seavey. US 24, Wyatt Miller, Kale Cannon, and Aaliyah Snyder all getting wins amongst many. Jeff Markham, a winner at Anderson. Sportsdrome to Scott Shelton. Pennsylvania at Bedford to Kyle Lear. Josh Rice does the same at Florence, Kentucky. Ohio Valley Speedway in West Virginia. Tyler Carpenter and Corey Crabtree getting big wins. Now to Highland Speedway in Illinois and the voice of Doug Jenkins.
Tommy Shepard Jr., the driver of the number T6, through 3 and 4. Checkered flag and the winner of the Lucky 30 of the world famous Highland Speedway, Tommy Shepard Jr.
Zach Grogan wins at Southern Illinois. Farmer City, Mars, Ethan Dotson and Brandon Shepard winners. Extreme Series, Jacob Denny and Carter Scharf getting the job done. Brody Tucker wins Viola Boys. Coles County to Parker Jones. Dakota Ewing back in victory lane at Lincoln. I-55 in Missouri, World of Outlaws Sprints, Logan Schuchart and Carson Macedo. Jordan Cleary victorious at Doe Run, Wheatland to Hudson O'Neill, and Chance Gilbert getting the win at Monette. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, from Inside Track on Radio Keokuk, Dave Jones, to kind of give us an update about Iowa racing already ready to really blossom and come out. Dave, welcome back to the show. You know, so many beautiful tracks in the area. I know over the winter, tracks work, on things. Tracks have to make changes. What are some of the tracks that, you're excited about, them opening up and getting out to when you can?
We've got a couple races in so far this year, two or three. Scotland County Speedway's had a race. It was pretty cold there. It was a good show. 34 Raceways just had a show Saturday night. There was a race at Bloomfield last week. Sprint Invaders were up at 34 Saturday night. Chris Martin was your winner up there. That was a good show. He really put a spanking on everybody up there Saturday night, the Sprint Invaders. But got a lot coming up this weekend. This Saturday night is a kickoff night for the Lee County Speedway up in Donelson, which is about 20 miles from us here. So that's kind of our local track. And then they'll kick off Saturday night, the 26th, is their first Drive for Five. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Lenny, or not.
But no.
They have 7 Drive for Five races at the Lee County Speedway for the late model class. And if you run 5 of those, then you're eligible to run the 5,000 to win 50 lapper at the end of the season.
Ooh, that could be an awesome show for sure. Dave Jones on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Inside Track on Radio Keokuk, keeping that entire area updated. And, you know, I said only Iowa, but I know you're not far from Quincy, and a lot of things been happening down there at that racetrack. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Got a new owner down there, the DeLonge family. They've done a lot of work to the facility. After it being sitting dormant for a few years, they've done tons of work to the concession area. They've built a new wall. They're going to be hosting the UMP Summer Nationals Tour there on June the 18th, so that's a big event. And the Summer Nationals Tour is actually coming to Lee County Speedway this summer also, the 19th, the very next night. So we love having the Summer Nationals Tour around here. That's one of the challenges of this area, is we're sitting in a divide here between Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, and different sanctioning bodies.
Dave Jones from the Inside Track on Radio Keokuk. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. And we speak about drivers. I saw Davenport ran and Nesworski parked it in victory lane again. You know, who are some of the drivers that as the season comes out, and you've probably been hearing things about guys working on their cars over the winter, who are, you know, a few of them that we should keep our eyes on that you're excited to see, you know, pull up into the lanes and get out on the track?
Well, I'm sure excited for Cole Gillenwater. He's Jim Gillenwater's son that races here, Sport Mod, and he is just starting to come into his own as far as being competitive in the top five. You know, it's such a challenge when you start off young now with the sport mods the way they are. You can't really drive them very easy. You really have to keep them up on the bars, and he's just starting to get to where he really is competitive. Also, Darren Weisinger Jr. in the late model, fun to watch him. Don't know if you're familiar with him or not, Lenny. He's the driver that took a tumble over the wall at the Gateway Dirt Nationals.
Oh my!
This winter down there, he caught the wall, and they ended up taking him all the way over the wall out of the track that direction. But he's got that car fixed. He drives has two Rocket Late models, and I'm looking forward to him having a good season.
And drivers to watch, tracks to get to, and certainly the Inside Track on Radio Keokuk, your source for it all. And we're chatting with the host of that show, Dave Jones, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Tell us a little bit about the show and where we can catch it on the internet or wherever.
You can go to RadioKeokuk.com/Pepsi Inside Track at any time. We usually post up new interviews on Mondays. We do a short show on the radio here on Monday night. You can catch that on there, plus the interviews. Kind of really proud of my schedule. That we have a schedule on there, I think is pretty intense. And then I have pictures from local racing and just about everything local racing on there. Also wanted to mention, we got a big event coming up this weekend at 34, the Brent Slocum. Races, yeah. 5,000 to win Friday night, $10,555 to win Saturday night.
Appreciate you taking the time to give us a bit here. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR moment with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill Frantz Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Now, I'm thinking that your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was him sitting and talking to my granddad. You'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. You know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill Frantz Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport. But I think the vision that Bill Sr. had for where the sport could be, Bill Jr. looked at it and said, we're there. Now let's take it someplace different. Bill Jr. had that passion. To the day he passed, he had that passion for this sport.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fresh from her 602 late model win at Penton Raceway in Alabama, Olivia Gentry Williams. Hi, Olivia. Welcome back to the show. Got the W at the track and now the W with the name with Williams since you've been on the show. And I saw that you posted your first W as a race driver, as a first W, Mrs. Wilson, and it hits differently now. What did you mean, you know, about the differences and such? How does it feel to be Mrs. Williams winning races now?
It's definitely pretty cool. My husband's a big part of our race program and a big part, obviously, of my life. So it's really cool to have him. We've been together 4 years, and he just moved, to Newnan when we got married and things like that. So it's really cool to have him here at home and to be married and have him at the races with us, too, because that's not something that I'm used to, just from the fact that he's been, you know, he worked for Ricky Thornton for the last 4 years and Kyle Bronson before that. So from coming off the Lucas Tour has been a big adjustment and a big part of all of our life. So it's really awesome to get that win with him there and just, you know, savor it just because he's here and we're married and it's exciting.
Olivia Gentry Williams, Penton Raceway 602 late model winner with a husband right alongside. Now, Kyle Bronson and Ricky Thornton Jr., those are rough, tough guys. What does he say about you as a driver? Are you in that same zone when you things aren't working and you want him to make them work? Do you speak to him like Kyle and Ricky might have?
I definitely don't think so. I definitely don't think I'm going to be speaking to him like Kyle or Ricky. But I mean, I would say I can't really compare to them in any nature.
But you get your point across, right?
Yes, of course. We definitely, thankfully, we have really good communication skills on both ends. And so if we recognize that, hey, we need to make some adjustments here, we can communicate and go from there and get the adjustments made. So he's really good at what he does and observing the car and everybody's driving style and making those adjustments from there. So he definitely, I don't have to raise my voice a whole lot with him, but I definitely,
my wife can just look at me and I know I'm in trouble. So I
well, I wouldn't talk to him the way Kyle or Ricky do anyway. So
well, that's probably a good thing. And such Olivia Gentry Williams, Penton Raceway 602 late model winner, the dirt track there in Alabama, checking in with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Olivia's cousin Jody Knowles winning in the other late model division. Her father, the highest running of the limited motor versus the super powered late models that night. What a family affair. And I got to go back to your husband. 4 years ago, he's enters your life. What does he come over and do? Go, I need a shock absorber. I need a tire. How does he walk over and get your attention those 4 years ago? How did you meet?
We actually met at Fairbury. So we were there for the PDC. I was there. I had traveled there with my sister as she was set up selling. She owns Sweet Victory Apparel. So I was there with her. And her, at the time, her and Chris Ferguson had just started dating. And so I was there with them. And then they came in one night. It was actually one of the prelim nights before the features started at PDC. And so they had the band going and stuff like that. We were hanging out. And he just walked up. We started talking and the rest is history, as they say. We never stopped. So,
well, congratulations to both of you. Olivia Gentry Williams, not only winning at Penton Raceway last weekend in the 602 late model, but also in the recent months getting married, pretty fun times there. What was the race like at Penton last weekend, so we can at least act like we're talking racing instead of just the new married life here? What was did you lead from the start? Did you have to work through some traffic? How were things out there?
We got to the track and it actually had rained for probably a good 45 minutes to an hour when we first arrived. So we, you know, went ahead and unloaded everything, and we're taking a look at track conditions. And actually, Penn Raceway, my hat's off to all the track staff there. They did a phenomenal job with the racetrack. I know they didn't have the best conditions to work with the rain, but the track conditions were really good. It was not rough at all. The dirt was smooth as silk, but it was muddy, you know, and quick. So went out and qualified on the pole. We did hot lap qualify there, so that was, you know, it's always interesting. You never know what you're going to get. And then started the feature, obviously, from the pole, and were able to get the lead from the start. And we had a couple lap cars as far as that goes, but I think we even went caution free. So just a good night. And whenever it's your lucky night, it's your lucky night. So we were able to just, you know, take the lead and go from there.
Yeah, well, I know luck is a part of it, but wheeling it with all the skill. Olivia Gentry Williams taking the 602 late model win at Penton Raceway. Definitely one that she earned staying up front after qualifying in hot lap qualifying on the pole. Lots going on in your racing world. Where can folks keep up with you on the internet so they can follow where you go racing next?
Yeah, I probably don't do as good of a job as I should when posting about racing. Half the time, I don't even know where we're going until the week of, just because of our schedule. I sell real estate, so sometimes it's hard to know what's going on with work schedules and making sure people can see the properties they need to see. So I don't really probably do the best job, but you can check out my Facebook on Olivia Gentry Realtor. That's going to be my probably the best source of information there.
Perfect. We got to leave
Instagram
it there.
There too.
Olivia Gentry Realtor, Olivia Gentry Williams, race winner at Penton Raceway, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, will be right back with more.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR is back in Music City with a new name, the Cracker Barrel 400. Guitars, fast cars, and the comfort of Cracker Barrel's country hospitality, May 30th through June 1st. The action kicks off Friday night at Nashville Super Speedway with the Rackley Roofing 200, then the Tennessee Lottery 250 on Saturday. And Sunday night, NASCAR's top stars under the lights in the Cracker Barrel 400. Get your tickets now at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, I'm PRN's Alexis Eric. Want to listen to PRN anywhere you go? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to live race broadcasts and have on-demand access to your favorite shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, Garage Pass, and PRN's At the Track. Download today to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available on Apple App Store and Google Play. Find more information at goprn.com.
Every weekend, right here.
Welcome to Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown. Alongside the NASCAR legend, we're Charlie Nibby.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought they were going to lose their girls to Carl Edwards. Have you ever seen Carl Edwards? When he first came around, I didn't know he had a shirt because he never seemed to have one on.
He can't even bait a hook.
It's Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown with Charlie and Nibby.
Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Now joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline, let's welcome Midwest Thunder 410 Sprint Car Series winner from Circle City Raceway right there in Indianapolis, Zach Pretorius. Hey, Zach, welcome back to the show. A big, big first time 410 non-wing sprint car victory. And from all reports, dang, you had to earn this one with five to go. Things got busy. Take us through those, kind of five laps. What were you working on? Got those elbows up. What was it like?
Oh, man, it was awesome. We, we started third and we're kind of playing it calm, try to play it long game. I knew that we were going to be good at the end. I just knew we weren't very good at the beginning and started picking our way through towards the front and got to the lead with, six, seven to go. And I was able to hold him off. We had a late yellow as I was coming to checkered, and Cody Trammell showed me his nose there at the very end, but we were able to hold on to it. So it was really awesome to get the season started off right with a win.
Zach Pretorius on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You could tell he's still pumped up from the first victory in the Midwest Thunder 410 Sprint Car Series at the famed Circle City Raceway there in Indianapolis. A big late race pass there. How did you set up the last pass? Was it just, hammer down and go through, around? What were those moments when you finally took the lead with so few laps to go?
Well, JJ Hughes started fourth and he picked up the lead real early and was just running the top, all the way around the racetrack. And, as the top wore in, the middle started coming back a little bit more. And I knew that, he didn't know that. I knew that he was just going to run the top. So once I got to second, we had some restarts. I was like, well, let's make some changes and we'll try something else. And we ended up, racing off the two, three wide with me and JJ and Cody. And we ran it down to three and slid JJ and was able to get clear of him. And then we were able to take the lead and never look back.
Wow. Zach Pretorius got drivers on either side, three wide into the corner and grabs the lead at his first victory in the Midwest Thunder 410 Sprint Car Series at Circle City Raceway. Zach's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including their brand new Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So you're there three wide into the corner. It's now or maybe never. What are those moments like? Is it tense? Is it calm? What is the storm around you and how's the driver in those moments?
I was super, as soon as JJ kind of slid wide on the top, I knew that there was an opening there I'm sure that I sat up in the seat a little bit and I had Cody on my inside. So I knew that if I just ran it down to the corner as hard as I could, I'd be able to take the lead. So I really wanted that win really bad. The first one we won last year was just me there. I had to have one of my buddies come crew for me. And so that was my first one that I finally had my dad there with me. So that was really important to me, and it was great to get that win. I wanted that one really bad. So I knew that I was going to run it down in there and not lift. So.
Oh, that's awesome, Zach Pretorius, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, not letting that moment get away, not having it too big for him. He snatched the lead, and just a few laps later after green-white checker took the victory, the Midwest Thunder 410 Sprint Car Series, non-wing, all power and go at Circle City Raceway. And, man, what a journey. About 5 years ago, month of April 2021, you were celebrating the 2020 Rookie of the Year at Gas City Speedway. And, the Speedway's trying to come back. I see a lot of energy not too far from where you are. What's happening with Gas City?
As far as I know, right now, there's just no one really that wants to run it. There's not enough money to go around. They don't have enough sponsors. They just don't have enough people investing in it right now. So, the guy that owns it, Jack, he's older, and I know that he wants the track to live, but I would hate to just see it turn into a parking lot. So, but I know that people are definitely working. There's a lot of petitions and things going around. People, trying to get as much interest in the track as possible. I love that place. That's where we grew up racing, I started my sprint car stuff. So. And it's 15 minutes from where we live. So, I'm definitely hoping that it can make a comeback shortly. Anybody that is interested or whatever, we would love to see the track come back at some point soon. So
what a great place, Gas City Speedway. We're chatting with the Gas City Speedway 2020 Rookie of the Year, Zach Pretorius, who happens to be now the Midwest Thunder 410 Sprint Car winner from Circle City Raceway over the last weekend. And Zach, I saw the Oak Motors logo on the side of the car, and I look back at those early pictures, it was kind of smaller, and now it's huge on the car. And it really seems like the driver has matured and grown along with the size of your sponsor's decal. What has been the changes? What's been the most significant change for you, you think, in those years that as a racer and your racecraft, you've refined much better now?
It's just a lot of seat time. You know, we spend as much time as possible, you know, spent at the racetrack is, you know, two times a weekend usually. I spend a lot of time on iRacing with people that just, you know, just try to race with people. And any time that you can sit and drive the race car and race other people, you know, you're going to get better. So, and then obviously our car has been completely overhauled over the past couple of years. You know, we moved to DRC chassis a couple of years ago, and that was a huge change for us. Moved to factory cane shocks 2 years ago. That was a huge change for us. So, just getting the package comfortable is the most important thing to me. If I'm not comfortable, we're not going to be going fast. So, to me, the most important thing, and that's what me and my dad work on all the time, is getting as comfortable as possible. And, I know the results will click off. So, you know, the comfort thing has been coming to me really well over the past, you know, middle part of last year to now. And, it's really starting to show in the results.
Well, it certainly did this past weekend. Midwest Thunder 410 Sprint Car Series. Five or so laps to go, has to make a go-now type pass. Three wide, outguns the two competitors into the corner, and then through a green-white checker, green-and-white checker, finishes with the win at Circle City. Zach Pretorius, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You've got a great future in front of you at 22 years old. Where can folks follow you on the internet so they can keep up with this thing?
I have a YouTube, Zach Pretorius Racing. I haven't really posted on it recently, but I did that for a little while. I'm thinking about doing some more stuff with it. I've got an Instagram, Zach Pretorius 9. I got a Facebook, you know, reach out, message me, buy a shirt, you know, whatever. Be happy to talk to any fans that, you know, want to talk or whatever. You know, we give out stuff every once in a while from old cars and things like that. So, feel free to follow, reach out, anything. I'm happy to talk with anybody.
Happy to talk and happy to be in victory lane last week at the Midwest Thunder 410 Sprint Car Series winner at Circle City. Guest on the ProFab Hotline, Zach Pretorius. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, plenty of grassroots racing all across the country. Get out and support grassroots racing and, of course, follow it all on PRN at the track on X. Happy Easter weekend.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.